Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Ready? Okay. Give me a beach.
Beach!
Give me great food.
Tacos!
Give me adventure.
Hiking!
Give me a date night.
Sunset cruise!
Give me some smiles.
Cheese!
Give me more beaches.
Beaches!
What's that spell?
San Diego!
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your trip at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.
We're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance and flags errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Saving starts with knowing where to look. Visit HealthLock.com today before you see another healthcare provider.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Hello, puzzlers. Welcome to the Puzzler Podcast, the free Wi-Fi at your daily puzzle coffee shop. I am your host, AJ Jacobs, and I am here with the delightful Grammy-winning artist, Lisa Loeb. Hello, Lisa.
Hi, it's so great to be here.
Delighted to have you. Lisa, I'm going to give you a couple of New York Times crossword puzzle clues and see if you can tell me what they are. Ready? Number one is one of the Simpsons. Number two is Vanderpump of Bravo's Vanderpump Rules. And number three is Kudrow of Friends.
Oh, I just realized they're all the same name. And it's my name, Lisa.
And it's your name. But those are pretty lame clues compared to Stay singer blank Loeb.
Yes, that's me. It is I. You? I don't know the correct grammar, but I'm always excited to hear that I've been in the New York Times crossword. That makes my day.
Well, you've had 14 days made. You have been in there 14 times. That is pretty impressive. A lot of Loebs. You appear a lot under Loeb. I find you much more pleasant than Leopold's murderous partner in the 1920s. So
agreed.
Yeah. So Lisa Loeb has a great alliterative, excellent puzzle-friendly name. She does puzzles. She appears in puzzles, and because of that, our chief puzzle officer Greg Pliska has created a puzzle that is related to your wonderful name. Welcome, Greg.
Thank you, AJ, and it's so nice to meet you, Lisa. Thanks for doing the show.
My pleasure. This is so cool. When I was a kid, I used to get different magazines at the house, like 17 magazine, but my favorite was Games magazine. Oh, so here we are doing some games.
Doing games, exactly.
That's right.
You also mentioned a great book from your childhood, also from my childhood, on one of our other shows, the book CDB.
Yes, CDB.
Mm-hmm. Which I remember, my favorite picture from that book shows two people looking at the breakfast table and there's no more food on it. And one of them says to the other, do you remember what they say?
I don't remember.
U8LTX. You ate all the eggs.
Yes. LTX.
Right. That stuck with me since I was a kid for whatever reason. This puzzle has nothing to do with eggs.
That would be a great license plate. LTX.
No, this puzzle we're calling Alliteration because it's a tribute to your very own alliterative name. Every answer is a two-word phrase where both words start with L.
Okay.
So I don't think you need an example of how this works, but if you did, it would be like AJ's crossword clue. The singer whose breakthrough hit Stay includes the alliterative lyric Lovers in Love. And the answer, of course, would be Lisa Loeb.
Lisa Loeb. Okay.
All right. So I'll give you a few of these.
And by the way, I have not looked at the answers, so I'm going to play quietly along. And
Blurt out.
I'm no blurting. I just wanted the pleasure of playing.
And in the unlikely event that you're stuck, AJ can jump in to help. Or vice versa, maybe. That might be how it works. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Okay, here's your first one. An actress with the main role in a play or movie.
Leading lady.
Leading lady. Absolutely right. There you go.
I
almost tried to theme
Lassie?
All of these, like, exactly, Lassie, leading Lassie. That's only.
I was thinking Lois Lane. That's.
I was thinking, I was thinking a person, and I was thinking, I'm terrible at people's names, as seen throughout this conversation.
Well, fortunately, no people's names appear as answers to this puzzle.
Good.
So here's your second one. Originally, this phrase referred to clothing that needed to be washed. But now we use it to mean a long and often tedious recitation of things that need to be done.
Oh, I love these. This is like my life. Laundry list.
Laundry list. Exactly. Do you have a laundry list for your actual laundry or is it for everything else?
For everything in my life. I have lists everywhere in the house. In fact, I enjoy my laundry list and sometimes I pile more things on it.
In fact, you have a list of laundry lists.
I have a list of lists. You've got me so penned. What? I don't know what that was.
I actually wrote an article once on the 100 greatest lists of all time, FYI. It was like, you know, the Ten Commandments, the list of Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
Yes.
And it was, there are 100 lists.
That's a long list. Speaking of alliterative things,
I love lists.
Oh, good. Yeah.
Lists settle my brain. Okay.
Okay. Good. Good. I'm glad. I'm with you, by the way, on the wooden things that come with ice cream. Sometime, I mentioned that on another episode, and it freaked me out. And now I've mentioned it again. Sorry. all right. Here's one. This is about the song "A Tisket, a Tasket," which I think you once sang on a nursery rhyme album. If I'm right.
Yes, I've covered that song. A tisket,
there you
a
go.
Tasket.
So this is the thing that's in the green and yellow basket that the singer of the song drops.
I wrote a letter to my love, so it would be a love letter.
Exactly, a love letter.
Can you imagine how embarrassing that would be? And then you dropped it.
Right, like, happy anniversary, honey. Here's your basket. And, oops.
No, but I'm saying, like, what if the love letter was very personal and you dropped it and some other person found it? And what if it was a secret
hacking
love letter?
Like,
right. You've gone like straight to junior high school with that.
Exactly.
That's what happens.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
The note that gets passed around and gets opened by the wrong kid and then you're doomed.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's another one. This is a musical group founded by John and Evan Lurie, or a group of men who hang around in hotels and bars in search of women who will support them.
I have a band that does not work.
Me too. Los Lobos. Yeah.
Oh, that's so good.
I used to have the same management as Los Lobos, Lyle Lovett, and Lisa Loeb, and it was the LLs.
That's so cool.
And we could all wear Lyle Lovett's hat with the lightning bolt on it.
This is a different band. No, people who, so they hang around in hotels and bars, and there's an L word for a thing like that. And the second word is a kind of reptile.
Lizards.
Yeah.
Lizard. Lonely lizard. Something lizard.
Oh, what is up? Someone who hangs around in a
bar. Like the, lounge. Like the, lounge lizards.
Lounge lizards. There you go.
Nice.
They are lounge lizards. They hang out in lounges. Yes.
Yeah. And I know that word mostly because of the band, but it turns out they are actually people, men in bars looking for women who will support them. It's a very specific definition.
Oh, I never knew that.
Yeah.
Never knew that. Yeah.
I never knew that definition. I just thought they were like people who hung out in bars and it was so cool.
Kind of cool and groovy. But no, they're looking, they have an ulterior motive.
Okay.
All right. One more musical one to wrap this up. Billy Strayhorn wrote this jazz standard whose lyrics begin, "I used to visit all the very gay places, those come what may places."
I need it.
I'll give you another part of the lyric. This is actually where the song title is in the lyric. Romance is mush, stifling those who strive, I'll live a blank blank in some small dive.
Like lush life?
Yes, exactly, lush life.
Ah.
Now, that was one of those moments where you knew the title and it fit, right?
Yeah, I have to say my brain was not putting all of the pieces together, but it helped me recall. I know the title Lush Life, and I also think they use it for store names and all kind of kitschy retro things. And so in my brain, those two words were together. That's and great. And then I'll live a blank life, so it must be something life.
Yep.
And then
yep.
Lush fit in it. But I'm embarrassed to say I'd probably have to hear the song to hear how it all goes together.
But that is a great puzzle-solving technique where you might not know it based upon the facts, but your brain clicks in with a thing that fits. And
right.
Sometimes people are afraid to blurt that out because they think they're going to be wrong. But a lot of times your brain is smarter than you are.
That's why pencils have erasers.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, that was really fun, Lisa. Thank you for doing that. I've got an extra credit for our listeners. This is one of the tougher ones, so we save it for the extra credit. It's a blue semi-precious stone whose name means stone from heaven.
I know this Lisa immediately.
Lifting her hand. This one was easier for me, too.
Yeah. I think this was easier for us because we came from the 1970s, and in the 1970s, this was very popular. There was a very popular hobby that involved this,
mm-hmm.
And so some of these words were just in our daily language because we didn't have iPhones and smart tablets and things to clog our brains.
TV,
we had actual
right.
hobbies.
Yeah.
That included a lot, or our big brothers had hobbies. Somebody had hobbies. And all the technical terms that went along with it got stuck in our brains.
Greg, thank you for the LL puzzle. Lisa, thank you for solving and for being a part of the puzzle hobby. This is a hobby, I think. I'm a big
it's
fan.
It's a great hobby.
It's the best. Don't forget, those at home, to subscribe to the Puzzler Podcast, and we will see you here tomorrow for more puzzling puzzles that will puzzle you puzzlingly.
Hello, puzzlers! Greg Pliska here with the extra credit answer from our previous show, Happy Day After April Fools. We posed you the classic Lewis Carroll riddle, Why is a raven like a writing desk? And here are some of our favorite answers to that question. They both might have bills on them. Neither can be eaten whole. And perhaps my favorite, they are both birds, except for the desk. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you here next time on the Puzzler Podcast.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.